seems like I just finished talking. Well, something's all cattywampus, and we're working on it, folks. Ken's back there. He's got his spanner wrench and a little bit of crazy glue going to keep us together. And, man, Doc, I showed you those anti-fat guys, didn't I, the other day? Mr. Doc Krupa. Yeah, well, I did. I showed him the pictures of all these kids playing their dress up and playing, you know, hooligans and thugs, and you know, it was really, really disheartening. And as I keep going down my research on that, you know, and I, when I get a chance, I'll throw in a couple links into the chat room. But you know, whatever, you can do your own research. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's actually two notable figures that are part of this anti-fat movement. One of them is the mayor of Berkeley, who is associated with anti-fat via his Facebook page, and he's come out as a proponent of anti-fat. So here's a guy, you know, well, he's Oakland, right? You know, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe that was Berkeley. I don't know. I think it was Berkeley, now that I come to mention it. And I guess I don't have all my ducks in a row. Quack, quack. But there's also professors. Now, professors have always been kind of like, you know, you can have professor anarchist or professor liberal or professor conservative. And I don't know if those work at all together. But there's a professor that is in trouble at this current time for dressing up or playing cosplay. I don't know what he calls it. And he got all, you know, dressed up, and he went over to the last little anti-Trump thing or violent protest by Antifa, and he took a bicycle lock and he beat some guy in the head, and nobody knew who he was. Well, there's a group out there, and they're not necessarily good, and they're not necessarily evil, but they are out there, and they do care, and they I don't know, I don't want to talk too much about them. They're called 4chan, and it's an internet place. Now, 4chan is a collaborative group effort where they'll talk about anything. They'll post kittens in socks and go, that's cute, da-da-da-da-da, right? But they also sat there and found that other Fruit Loop. I don't even remember his name now. He starred in the Transformers movies, French LeBiff, LeBeau, whatever. He went ahead and moved his camera to an unsecure location and hid it from everybody. 4chan tracked him down. Well, 4chan actually tracked down this professor who was attacking people at these rallies, and he beat this guy over the head with a lock. Well, out of a lot of investigating and looking at eyes and looking through Facebook posts and just doing the research, they found him, and now he's going up on charges. And, you know, he's a self-proclaimed anarchist, and he wants to, well, he's a violent criminal too. But, you know, that's going to be coming into play, and is that going to make him go away? Or is he going to be a martyr? I don't know. Do I got anybody on the line to Frank? Not Frank. Doc, are you there?
I'm here. You know what those guys don't realize in these schools? First off, schools are just a big business today. It's not a place to go and really, really figure out what you're going to do the rest of your life. It's just a place for the schools to make money. And these kids and these professors, They go out and they do a lot of this, and a lot of times they're paid to protest, and they're going up against real veterans who have fought in real wars, and they're going to reach a point where they get their clock clean because these guys are going to have had enough. And right now they go out there, do this sneaky stuff, like you said, that professor with the lock and a sock and hit somebody, and they all think they're cool. But it's going to reach a breaking point, and the real veterans that are out there trying to not protest but just be supportive are going to get fed up. They're not going to take it for long, and they probably will fight back.
Well, you know, I did hear tell of some corporations who actually give their employees protest time off, paid protest time off, unlimited. You can go protest as long as you want. As long as you bring back proof that you've been out protesting, you get your full pay, which is what, probably like $500,000 a year for sitting in a cubicle, punching on a key on a keyboard, doing absolutely nothing. But then again, I'm just kind of old school. You know, it's kind of like I was down getting a haircut the other day, and this same guy that probably cut my hair, because he's been there for like 45 years, he probably cut my hair in 1972, 73 when I was in town here. And he said we got to talking, he said something about, yeah, these kids nowadays, they haven't made, man. They're smarter than we were. And I said, no, hang on there just a second. I said, have you really ever thought about it? I said, they're not smart at all. They have the world at their hands, and if they're asked a question, they all run to the rectangle and they type it into their search engine, and then they get smart. And he kind of thought about it for a second. He goes, you know, you're right. He said, I had a kid sitting here in the chair. I was cutting his hair the other day, and he was just a punching away at that rectangle thing. And he finished, and I said, what's so important? Who were you talking to? And he said he pointed across the room to his friend that was sitting over there waiting to get a haircut. And I said, yeah, that's what the world's turned into.
Oh God, damn snowflakes. I don't know what to think about that. Armored snowflakes, standard snowflakes. I don't know how they're going to, you know, pull it out, right? But you'd mentioned something there, Alan, and maybe I'm a little bit off topic on it. You mentioned they're getting paychecks. You know, we do know that Soros has been funding a bunch of, you know, these groups, you know, Black Lives Matter and so forth. I'm pretty sure that he's funding the anti-fat things. I still have not seen a report of direct correlation towards funding of the anti-fats and George Soros, and it could be hidden. They are a militant group, so, you know, what does that mean? Militant snowflake?
Militant anti-violence people, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But isn't the direction they want us to go in is, civil war in the United States? I've heard that, right? Then we can move those beautiful United Nations troops in here and, you know, calm us down, stop us from being violent. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit too fed up on this subject. Not fed up. Focused on it. Doc, any thoughts?
Well, yeah, it's pretty sad when we've reached a point in our society where people are paid to protest those companies like Alan was talking about. If they were paid to protest out in front of their company and costing them money in the stock market, they sure wouldn't like it. But they don't mind destroying the country. And, Alan, you brought up a wonderful thing. The kid was sitting in the chair getting a haircut on his phone. What is wrong with people today that they think it is not rude to be on that phone when you're dealing with a teller at the bank or a cashier at a store or somebody like that cutting your hair? It's just disrespect. And I don't think anybody is so important that cell phone can't be put up while you're at the bank or the store or getting your hair cut or whatever. We've developed a society that people don't think there's any consequences for their actions, and they need to be.
Yeah, no. School has made them so smart that they've been taught that the world revolves around them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they give them awards for everything. You completed the first week of school. You made it through the second week. Oh, let's take a break. It's, teacher training day. Go home. It's a new holiday.
Here's a trophy for taking your Ritalin this morning.
They get a big trophy for that, right? You know, because schools get a lot of money for drugs. You know, I guess they don't like competition. That's why they have metal detectors or whatever. So, hey, we're interesting. Hold on, Doc. If you want to call in, I'd like to talk a little bit about the armored snowflakes let's keep it to armored snowflakes or snowflakes in general, because it's kind of fun. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. It's the armored snowflake line, and we'll just keep going on. I think you were trying to get in there, Doc. What's going on?
Oh, you just mentioned coming from California, and I saw on the news this morning on One America News, by the way, they're on DirecTV now, and they said that they want to move the starting time of school back a little bit so the poor kids can get the more sleep. And they had a million excuses how it was a wonderful thing. Problem is they're on them cell phones and up all night long because it's not cool if you don't stay up all night. And then the next morning you can't hardly get out of bed. Well, now they want to move it to a later starting time for school to help the poor kids get their sleep.
Yeah, I've got one question. You know, in school, speaking of which, seems to how everyone has to have a computer and everything now. I guess to go to school, I don't know. That's kind of what I've seen. If you don't have a laptop, I guess you're not in school. How do you take a test when you can answer any question at your fingertips? I mean, does anyone ever get a below passing grade?
I don't think they have those anymore, Alan, but I could be wrong. They've got a lot of outs, you know. You can't make it in school. They got subschool that they have another word for and whatnot, but you'll still be taught the usual crap. And, well, maybe they're lucky if they fall out of school and they fall into secondary education and then just get out early. But I do worry about that, you know, the video games, the YouTube stuff, and, you know, the culture manipulators are out there in such force that they can't see it, and their cognitive skills really come from the early years of, well, life, you know, the time that you are. I only have recollections of five forward, right? And I remember being a five-year-old, and I remember going through the tens and all the way up through the teens, and that kind of formed me. Right, all the experiments that I did, and, you know, it made me who I was. And unfortunately, I don't know. Let's just go to Joe in Indiana real quick, and we'll see what Joe has to say. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, man. I really appreciate the cop topic today because, you know, I'm in the midst of all this. I have five kids, two in college, two in high school, one in grade school, and you know, I think part of the problem is a number of things. Number one, you have the parents today, and I see the parents are buying their kids cell phones. We won't buy our kid a cell phone. We won't get them into a program until they're at least in eighth grade. And but there are kids in second, third, fourth grade, and they have, like, iPhone 7s, and it's just so incredible. I'm able to run my whole business on a Galaxy S3, and I have friends with just iPhone 4s, and why does a kid need a 7? I mean, it's so incredible. But anyway, the problem is with the phone, with the companies, too. I remember in the beginning, the only reason why we wanted the kids to have them is for emergencies, you know, pick you up here, that sort of thing. And at one time, you could get a phone with a plan that just had the phone service and texting, because most kids text. Now, if you go to get a phone, you have to get the whole package. I mean, it's got to come with the Internet and all that sort of thing. That is the problem. It's very addicting. You know, the kids feel they have to be on it all the time. Now, in our family, if the kids, you know, when we have dinner, cell phones are not allowed at the table. So the kids have to surrender them. You know, they either have to leave them, you know, there's a table, we have a bar table. They have to leave them there, they have to keep them in their pocket. They're not allowed to be on the cell phone. And that's the way it is. But even that, I find really hard.
Yeah, that you might want to watch that, Joe, because, you know, nowadays that would almost be called child abuse, and if they want to, your kids could probably call the cops and have you arrested for having deprived them of their cell phone. You never know in today's crazy world.
Oh, I know. And it's a battle because you have these parents, they cater to these kids like they're babies, and they give them anything they want. And so your kids come home saying, well, how come they're driving Lamborghinis and Bentleys and all this sort of thing, and we're driving what we have, and why can't we get a new car? There's not a sense of sacrifice or doing without. Even when we tried to get the kids to give up things, now my wife forcibly said, no, we're not buying any ice cream, so at least we knew that they just say it was going to get ice cream for dessert.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge. There's a program out there, and a friend of mine was concerned a year ago about what their kids were actually communicating with on their rectangle. You know, they'd sit there and they'd be typing all the time. And I had a customer, you know, ask me about this several weeks earlier, and I said, you know, there's a program called KidSpy. It's spelled K-I-D-S-P-Y, and you can download it and install the app, and the app hides in the background, and it's running all the time, and it logs all their chats, all their emails, all their websites, and where they're at, geolocates that, and it does it at no charge for a single device, at least it did at the time. And I'm like going, but do you really want to put your kid under surveillance? What kind of a statement is that, that we have to surveil our very children? And, you know,
German Stasi comes to mind.
That's, you know, it's almost like you're conditioning your kids to get used to a surveillance-type society.
Right.
So that's not good either.
And you're pushing them away. You're saying, I'm going to watch you, right? And they learn to be secretive or try to make, you know, end runs around you instead of trust. And when they do something stupid, you can deal with it. So I have mixed feelings on, you know, those little NSA light type applications. And at this point, I'm saying, no, don't use them. You know, it's not good. We got to deal with kids a little bit differently.
Yeah. But like I said, it's on both ends. It's both ends of the spectrum. You're dealing with society. Even the manufacturers like AT&T Store, Verizon, you have to have the package with the internet and that sort of thing on your cell phone. So they don't even have the option anymore. So they're contributing to it, and obviously they want it. Well, actually, they make more money to be on those plans. And so
more data is collected for their data storage banks for use in the future against you.
And the other part of it is, you know, the kids today are losing the ability to do things. Like, for instance, we had some work done around the house, and there's people, tradespeople come in, blue-collar people, very intelligent, good carpenters, masons, that sort of thing. And these are great skills, and I'm able to talk to them because that's, you know, I helped rebuild a house that we moved into when I was a kid growing up, and I learned a lot of the basic skills, you know, electrical work, plumbing. And you want to pass this on to your kids. Even to the point of a car, I had to argue with my kids. I have to argue with my son to make sure he checks the air and the tires on the car that I let him use to go to school. And it's a battle. There's nothing in that brain that thinks, well, you know, my dad actually drove me to my first flying lesson when I was 16. So I learned about walk around, things like that. And I try to tell my kids, you know, walk around your car. You notice the tires, are they a little flat? You know, at least do a check once. You know, like my one son came home for Easter, and he drove the car without checking the oil or the antifreeze until the last minute. So I'll tell you, it's a battle. We got a battle on our hands. And to extrapolate that to the level of getting them interested in, like, what you talk about in your program, Republic of Texas, and this being free and all that sort of thing, that's almost like a foreign concept. But, but my kids are better, though. My kids are better. They know their history. We spend time talking history and doing things, so they're way ahead of the curve on that. But I know a lot of families are not. I mean, when your kids go into school, like my kids can go to their classes, they're the only ones that know about the Alamo, and I think I've called about that before. They're the only ones that know about World War One. It's incredible. So as much information as we have, there's like an intellectual deficit.
And you know the bad thing, Joe, is that if they gave that information out that you've instilled into them on a test, they would probably get the answer wrong, even though that you know that what you've taught them is right. You know, they get tested to the material, not to what truth is.
Oh, absolutely. I've even seen this in religion classes where, can I hold on?
Yeah, hang on through the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking armored snowflakes and whatever. We'll be right back, folks.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay. We're back. A short segment. We've got Joe on the line. We're talking about, well, we're talking about kids, you know, and we're talking about the world around us, right? It seems like the world around us has their own agenda for the kids, and the culture is against you. You know, the kids want to text and rectangle this and do whatever they do. The schools want them all to have a device or something like that for whatever reason. I'm sure they have a reason. But even the cell carriers want them to have devices for monetary purposes. Anyways, Joe, the break cut you off. Where were we going?
I just wanted two other points. Even we Christians have a battle on our hands because even no matter if you send your kids to a private school, they've watered down the religion so much to the point where even at times they make the Christians the bad person. And I'm talking about in history, there was two famous battles that stopped the influx and the advancement of the Ottoman Turks. One was the Battle of Lepanto, and the other one was the Battle of Vienna in 1685, which was 9/11, believe it or not. So I think there was some kind of retaliation there back in 2001. But anyway, the point is, in some of the books, they're trying to make it like the Christians were the bad guys at the Battle of Lepanto. They were totally outnumbered, like 3 or 4 to 1. The Christians had the worst ships. The Ottomans had the best ships. And it was terrible. I mean, I couldn't believe I was reading this, you know. And so the kids developed self-hatred. And you're seeing it probably reflected in those black ninja kids that are running around on the campuses. And the professors promote that, too. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that. It's a two-way street, and we do have to push back. I know sometimes people don't want to, but you got to do pushback. I've mentioned before on other programs, I have no problem going to the school parent-teacher conferences and making it known that I'm really displeased about something. But at a private school, you probably have a better chance because then you awaken some of the other parents and you get some support, but you'd be surprised how much support you don't get. But you shouldn't be afraid anymore. You got to do it. You got to do it for the sake of the kids. But I'll let you go. You guys have a great, I love your program. I'm always listening when I'm out running in the morning with my dog. So I enjoy it. Take care.
Hey, thanks, man. Really appreciate that. Yeah, it is tough. They seem to rewrite history or reinterpret everything. You know, I was looking at the chat room, and then we'll get back into it. And Captain Fred shared a link to a book that his dad wrote, right? The Rise and Fall of the United States. And I thought to myself when I saw that, I said, wow, he was so fortunate to have a dad that actually had an understanding, right? And then build on that. Because they do say that, you know, you got to build from, you know, well, what is that? And you have a good foundation, right? And the schools don't give them a good foundation, that's for sure. Not at this point. Private schools, I have a feeling that the private schools pick from the public teachers, and the teachers are all educated by the same source. So when they come together as a private school, they're still teaching the same dang thing. Got to homeschool. Got to deal with the, well, science and history on your own level, on the level that it's actually true history. And we got to figure out how to define history. We really do.
But there's still, Steve, aren't they all, there's a standardized test that even the homeschool children have to take. So the only advantage that you have in a private school or homeschooling is that you basically have to teach the curriculum that they want you to have your kids vomit back up to them. But you can teach above and beyond that. You can expound on certain things, but you still have a standardized testing system that you have to comply with, right?
Well, there's genres of what they teach in the different grades, right? They delineate the grades by the years of the child. You can be like, I don't know. Yeah, fourth grade is for these guys, fifth grade is for these guys, sixth grade and whatever, and then, you know, you can go forward or go backwards. But each one of those grades or levels has a specific, and that's state by state, what they traditionally teach. Now, here in Texas, homeschooling is recognized as a private school. So you have to teach all the, in order to be, you know, in compliance as a homeschool, you got to be going by a curriculum that teaches those independent subjects. You know, Texas history is a big fourth grade thing here in Texas. You know, you've got your reading, your writing, and your math, and you know, you move on to fifth grade and you start doing other things. But those are skills, and they test the skills. Now, I'm not aware of a lot of the tests that go on. I haven't seen them. But I'm sure there's a lot in the tests that's propaganda, right? And so the tests are going to be actually instilling certain values. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio, feel free to call in 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, last big segment of the show, last half hour, Republic of Texas Radio, and we're talking about, well, lots of stuff. You know, we're talking about kids and homeschooling, armored snowflakes or snowflakes, whatever. We're talking about stuff, right? CFR just dumped a link into the chat room that reminded me of, well, my little trip this earlier on in this week, and it's a flag post cell tower that just looks just like a regular flag post, and it's, well, it's got a waving red, white, and blue corporate United States of America flag. It's all glistening, gleaming in the, you know, well, clouds and all that. No chemtrails. Looks beautiful, right? You know, that's great, and it's zapping you. Bzzz. Oh, well, who cares? We've got to pay the bill anyways. We need new self-service. We need towers because our culture is now there. You know, the culture hasn't been there for a long time. You know, just go back to 2011 and the whole cell phone-itis, cell phone syndrome wasn't as great as it was. We were just getting the influx of people, normal people having, you know, the big rectangles they call tablets. And yeah, but now it's ingrained in our culture, as in is a lot of things. You know, down in Houston, while I was driving through there, I saw these huge flags. And I got to say, when you see these big flags, they're really neat because they kind of like flutter through the air slowly, and you're going, wow, that's big. That's a big flag. And I look to the left, and I see, well, who's running that American flag? And it's a Toyota dealer. I said, Toyota dealer's running this big, big flag. Okay, well, it looks neat flowing in the wind. And then I go down the street a little bit longer and or further. Sorry about that. And I saw the Kia dealership is running a Texas flag. Oh, okay. So you're into Texas, huh? Cool. Got it. It's a Korean car company, right? So, yeah, we like Kia now, or the snowflakes like Kia, because, well, it, to me, it falls into Agenda 21 and the whole no ownership thing. The concept that the snowflakes or the kids nowadays, well, kind of like what Joe was saying, they don't want a car that you have to work on. They want a car that you can just drive and you just pay your way through life, right? The Kia, instead of manufacturing, and I don't know anything about the Kia engines or anything, how could one know anything about those cars? Because they give you $100,000 mile warranty. Wow, that's great. 100,000 miles or 100,000, you know, or 10-year, I don't know, long dang time. You don't have to do anything. Just bring it in. They'll fix it. When you're done, trade it in, get another one. So if you're in the upper class of snowflakes, you'll be able to buy one of these Kia snowflake cars, right? They're usually square, or they got some other trendy thing, and you can put all your stickers on if you want, and you can drive like a lunatic. Yeah, that's available to them. The other thing they have is those rectangles, Joe. They have, if you live in the cities, they have Uber and Lyft, right? These are the ride-sharing companies that will eventually replace these things we used to call taxis. And the taxi business is up again, right? I was talking to a kid earlier this week, Alan, and he was saying, well, I like taxis. Taxis are great. I wish they had more of them. I said, well, don't you wish you had a car? Oh, no, cars are too expensive, right? And you got to fix them and they break. And I'm all, but, you know, you pay so much money going from one place to the other, you know. To get, for example, if I were to get a ride from Fredericksburg proper out to where I live, it'll be about $12, right? You know, $12 to get home. And I'm like, it cost me $1 at the price of gas currently to get to my house from Fredericksburg proper, right? And it's just ridiculous, but they are pushing, and different car companies are pushing to, well, make it so people don't know how to work on their cars. And I'm not saying that they should build cars that break down, but you should be able to work on them. I know you
work on them.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a computer now, except for that piston going up and down in the internal combustion engine, which we should be gone long ago. And you're talking about these good Korean and Japanese car dealerships flying the American and the Texas flags that are probably more than likely, if you look at them, made in China.
I'm sure a lot of parts are. But in a free market, a truly free market, not a controlled market like we have, you know, here in the United States of America, one would be able to make a real car, because a real car is not that dang complicated, right? It's been overly complicated. If we look at an engine, an internal combustion engine hasn't changed, right? We still got a crankshaft, we got pistons, you know, you got valves, and okay, the only thing that's really complicated is the timing of the crankshaft, the camshaft. We usually use a belt. And even that is up for innovation. It always has been. And they use valves, and that's up for innovation. But the thing that complicates the car is the dang computer and the fuel injection. Nobody's working to go to open source computers on cars because they have that lock-in mentality. We design our own computer, car computer, and it does everything from the door locks, the anti-lock brakes, the, you know, self-parking and all that. It's just overly complicated. And in a free market, if we ever get back to one, somebody that can produce a car would make a killing. I don't
not
know.
Not only just cars anymore. You look at farmers. Their tractors now are all GPS driven. You've got tractors now that you plot your course that you want to plow or plant, and the tractor will basically drive itself back and forth across your fields, and those rows will be exact and perfect. And if your tractor breaks down and you try to work on it, you can be sued and go to jail because that's all proprietary stuff. You can't work on your own tractor anymore.
Yep, I know. Everything's too complicated. What about Chicago, Jerry? Is everything too complicated in Chicago, or you guys got it going on?
Well, we have pretty bad traffic here, that's for sure, is if you hit it at the right time of the day. And going home every day after work is definitely that right time because traffic doesn't move, even on the side streets. So, but, you know, I got rid of my motorcycle about 9 years ago, and I had a Honda Goldwing, four-cylinder, horizontally opposed four-cylinder. And I loved that bike. I mean, it was good for bipping around in the city, and it was fast, had all the power you needed, and if somebody had to get on the back seat, they sat comfortably. And nice stereo system on there and everything. I kind of miss it, but kind of promised myself I'd never get another motorcycle because the people are just not attentive out there when they're driving. They're so disorganized as far as, you know, with the cell phones and everything else, rather than pay attention to the road. And I was hit, actually, twice sitting at a stoplight. I was hit from behind on two different occasions. And after that, I just kind of weaned myself off of riding, and I do miss it. I mean, if I ever moved to the country or something like that, I would definitely get a motorcycle. But, you know, the roads are in sad shape. I don't see too much repairs on the road. I kind of memorized where all the potholes were on the way to work back and forth, and I actually changed routes because the one road was so darn bad. It was like a torture course for a four-wheel drive Jeep. Oh, and wow. I just could not imagine the damage I was doing to the suspension and everything else like that. And one of my vehicles is a work truck, and it is very heavy. And luckily, it only gets 10 miles to the gallon, but luckily I only had to use it for 5 days on this job out of 39. So I saved a few bucks driving a little minivan, bipping back and forth, and I could weave in and out of traffic a little bit better. So I just wanted to leave you with that.
Hey, in Chicago, Jerry, your primary mode of transportation is, you know, a car or a truck, right? Do you ever do the taxis or, you know, Lyfty Ubers or anything like that? You see that culture around there?
No, and it's funny you mention Uber because now Uber is getting into the carrier business. They are going to be a third party for moving logistics and freight. I have a neighbor of mine that just started with them last Monday.
Wow.
That's He was promised $20 an hour for his work, and he was going to get a regular job, and he was all happy about the $20 an hour, and I was just rolling my eyes like, oh, brother. I don't know. And you know, you mentioned something earlier, too, in your conversation about how these kids don't know, you know, they don't know how to check the oil or change the oil or, you know, do anything like that. You know, I think the schools have got them so preoccupied with other programs like soccer and volleyball and you name it that they just don't have the time to learn these things. I mean, I wish I would have paid more attention when I was a kid and watched my grandmother canning foods and things like that. And I mean, I learned how to cook that way. I'm single and I do my own cooking and everything else like that. But, you know, how to garden and the things that they respected for waking up every day and being self-sufficient. See, these kids today, they're not going to be self-sufficient. If they don't sell it at the store and they can't swipe a card to buy it, then they won't know how to get it.
I agree.
And, you know, this is all part of the degradation and the long-term planning that the people in power have. You know, they do not like that we are self-mobile, that we can basically jump in a car and hop on a road and go pretty much wherever we want to. You know, we all know that they're trying to bring that to an end. Those of us who've been around for a little while listening and learning about what the real world is, you know, we know that they do not like us having that freedom of movement. And it's kind of like the speed limit out here on the east side of town, Steve. You know, they dropped the speed limit down to 60. And guess what? There's still people dying on 290 East coming out of Fredericksburg because all the wineries and all the good doo-doo shops and everything else. You know, so you know, I had a conversation with my brother a while back, you know, and I said, what's it? Eventually it's going to be, you know, you can make speed limit 5 miles an hour, and there will still be people dying on that road because, like Jerry said, they're inattentive. They don't learn to pay attention to anything. It's a me, me, me world. They're so preoccupied, whatever you want to call it. But the ultimate goal is to get us into cars that we are not in control of if we want to go somewhere. You know, you will dial up, and your automatic driver will come pick you up, and it will take you to your destination. And side stops or anything else you want to go sightseeing, well, that'll be out of the question. You will be from point A to point B, and that will be your travel routine and what you'll be allowed to do.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it is. But more and more people are understanding this a little bit. And I can't, I got to hope that, you know, as we have these little conversations through life during the week, that more and more people, well, at least think about what we're saying. A lot of it, they just, like, it goes over their heads, I'm sure. A lot of them agree that, you know, man, we're not teaching this next generation the right stuff, and somebody's fighting us from teaching them the correct stuff. It's just simple.
You're absolutely right. I love your show. I tune in every week, and God bless you all. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jerry.
Hey, thanks. Oh, man. Appreciate it. Hey, Doc, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, it is really sad. And part of the group that's fighting us on teaching the old ways is the new group. They don't want to be bothered. They can't put the cell phone down long enough to have a conversation. And I watch it every time. I was in a little breakfast place the other day, and many people sitting there eating breakfast were on their cell phone. I mean, parents, kids, people walk in. I noticed this is a common thing today, that they'll walk in a place of business on their phone. Nobody is that damn important. That conversation used to be you'd go outside or you'd take care of it before you got to where you were going. And now they walk in talking on the phone the whole time, and they don't ever put it down. It's terrible, and the kids are picking this up, and so the kids don't have any respect. They don't want us to teach them how it used to be.
And like I said, Doc, you know, it's not just in, you know, in restaurants. Yeah, you see it. But I'm talking about, you know, my hunters come out here, you know, and they're sitting around the fire, and they've all got their cell phones. You know, I go up to my brothers, and we're sitting around a campfire after eating dinner, you know, outside, you know, enjoying the outdoors, you know, what, you know, crisp, clear skies you can see anymore if you can see them. I remember them as a kid. They're not the same. But anyway, I look around. Like I said, I look around, and everyone's got a little glow on their face. Everyone but me and my niece's husband, you know, or her grandfather, me and him are the only two that are not don't have that little glow on her face, you know. And I look over him, and I say, where's yours, you know? And he says, I got one of those damn things. I said, but I'll leave it at home.
Well, that's smart, you know. There's hope there. There's hope there for sure. But when it's coming at you at such a rate, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But I don't know. You learn by example, by not picking up a rectangle or not answering the phone when you're in a conversation. You know, it's point of business. You know, if I'm at a customer site and I'm talking to the customer or the client, to answer the phone and talk to a prospective or another client, that's just wrong because you're on that person's time, not yours. But it's overwhelming sometimes. And I want to clarify one thing. At this point, I have a standing meme that, well, the Republic of Texas Radio is somewhat like, God, am I really going to say this? Yes, it's being like in a septic tank. And we're not all sitting there swimming around trying to describe the septic tank. We're trying to figure out a way to get out of the septic tank. We get out of the septic tank by having conversations with other people. We come together on Republic Broadcasting to understand the world around us and what is going on in the world around us. The Republic of Texas Radio Show is here to talk about and deal with the chronology of Texas independence. Now, that's an ongoing thing. It's been an ongoing thing since, well, Texas came into the Union. And, well, did it come in? There's another argument. OK, Okay, got it. But for the most part, this thing kind of started back up in 97, and it's going. So we're going to be pushing on, you know, as we go. But at times, things like this, you know, dealing with the reality around us, how to communicate, the frustrations, it's very important that we have these conversations. Even if you may think that they're sideways, they're still connected. You know, we can communicate with people at our workplaces, or, you know, if you're an independent contractor or whatever, by going back to the times where you were, like, I was in high school and I was trying to get into auto shop because, well, it was cool. I was already working on cars, but I wanted to know more, and I found that was fascinating. There was a waiting list. I don't think they could fill a class nowadays. Hang on, short segment coming up, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. When it does, I know it's on its view, and I wouldn't miss it for
some. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Final segment. Now, we've talked about a lot of different subjects, and I, you know, really probably put them on one hand. And how do you bring it all together, right? You bring it all together, it's really about talking and communications and, you know, hearing where people are coming from and talking to me, even if they don't want to talk about it, right, necessarily. We don't need to talk so in depth, but whatever. Talk to a lot of snowflakes, at least that are potential snowflakes. I really don't want them to slide into Snowflakeville and they got a word now. It's called shaming, right? Shame you for being whatever. You're wearing the wrong colors, or you have, you're white, or you're whatever. Because really, the new meme is being racist against white people. I do see that in the media all the time, in the way that our government is actually reacting towards things. But having, I love to ask a kid, you know, when they're, you know, kid, define that. 18 to 28. I say, are you a snowflake? And they go, what? And I go, yeah, are you a snowflake? And maybe they don't have their head around that term. You know, some of them will get very indignant and say, no, I'm a person, right? Because here in Fredericksburg, I don't know where you live, there are some kids that are raised with farming values, and they know they have to work for a living, and they do go to school, and after school, they go help out with the farm, raising the animals and doing things and running tractors and this and that, and I really applaud those guys. And their heads aren't in politics, and their heads might be in rectangles, but they're also in CDs and stuff like that. I want the world to go back a little bit. What I want is not always what's going to happen, but I think together, you know, is that the optimist in me? Man, that's your job, Doc, to be the optimist, and I'll hand it off to you. Because, well, man, whatever. Go, Doc.
Well, yeah, I'll stay the optimist. And I think today's show, best summed up, is that you can learn a lot from history if you're not so damn stubborn and you put your phone down. Learn from the past and use that as a tool to make tomorrow better.
Yeah. And there's a lot said about being out in nature. Yesterday, we tooled around over at Alan's place. It's wonderful to get back in nature. You know, my life has been a little bit stressful. And, you know, Alan called me up on, I think it was Friday, and he said, well, hey, man, maybe you just need to get out in the woods and see some things. Come out. And I thought about it for maybe 10 seconds, and I said, yes, exactly. That's what I need. I need to chill out. There's a lot to be said to being a little bit slower, Alan. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love taking, you know, being able to take my shoes off and walk around in the grass out here, you know, down around my pond. I've actually kept the thistles and the grass burrs out. I can get back to nature a little bit, and it's kind of gooey, but, you know, I love having the mud squish up between my toes and things like that. We've lost our connectedness with what brought us to the point of we are. I wish I didn't have to live like a Luddite, I guess they call me nowadays, you know, because Steve, you know, I do love the technology. I just hate what it's being used for.
Yeah, definitely. But I think on the other hand, they can call you a whateverite, but they can't live like that. And maybe it's the fact that, well, you have something special. You have something from a different era. You know, you have rocks, you have buildings, you have trees, you have water, you have sky, you have independent control to some extent. As long as you pay the taxes, as long as you pay the rent to the government, they'll leave you alone for a second, for a minute. Who knows? Republic of Texas Radio. Enjoy your weekend, guys. What's left? And we'll talk armored snowflakes. We'll talk Texas. We'll talk whatever next week. Take care. Love y'all.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.